Well, welcome back, LifePoint family. This is Braden Rodriguez. I am the Student 1825 pastor at our LifePoint Delaware campus. And this past week, we had a guest speaker. His name is Jeremy Westbrook. And Jeremy didn't necessarily teach on what I'm going to be giving you guys today as far as a devotional thought. But I did want to come and give you guys just a thought. We have been in a series called Under the Sun, and we have been going through the book of Ecclesiastes, and we went from Ecclesiastes 1 to Ecclesiastes 2, and then we kind of skipped a couple of chapters there and went directly into Ecclesiastes chapter 6, and then we're gonna finish out with some of the rest of the chapters here later in the summer. But one of the passages that I want to talk through today is out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And honestly, I think Ecclesiastes chapter 3, for me personally, and Ecclesiastes chapter 4 are probably my favorite two passages or chapters out of the entire book. And there's a lot to be said in there. There's that famous passage where there's, you know, a time for everything. And then there's another one about two being better than one and all of that good stuff. And the passage that I want to focus in on comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In particular, in verse 11, it says this: "He," talking about God, "has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end." And really, the phrase that I want to hone in on verse 11, I would encourage you to go read verses 9 through 15, and you kind of get this greater picture of what Solomon is trying to get across. But the key phrase that I want to focus in on there that Solomon says is, "Also God has put eternity into man's heart." That God has put eternity into man's heart. In my own personal devotional time in this last probably month, I've been reading through the book of Revelation and the book of Isaiah. So an Old Testament, you know, prophetic book, and a New Testament, you know, prophetic apocalyptic literature book. And really the essence of, and so many times in Isaiah and so many times in the book of Revelation, is this idea that one day all things are going to be made new. We look at the whole counsel of scripture and we see that it talks about, to, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with God. And we see that, you know, the believer is going to get to be with God in his house. In John chapter, I believe that is John chapter 14, right? Where Jesus says like, "Hey, I'm going to prepare a place for you." And then you go read in Isaiah that God's mountain Zion is going to be amazing, and there's going to be no tears, and God's going to be light himself. And we see the similar theme of God being the light in Revelation 21 and 22, that there's going to be no more tears, no more pain, and that all things are going to be made new and right and whole in the last part of the book of Revelation. And so this idea that God has put eternity into man's heart, man, that's an exciting, to me, an exciting idea, especially having read Isaiah here recently and the book of Revelation here recently, is that, man, I read those passages and there is this core longing inside of me, this wanting inside of me, man, like, Lord Jesus, that just sounds amazing. That eternity sounds so good. And if you go read all the way to the end of the book of Revelation, you know, John, the writer of the book, he's saying, "Come, Lord Jesus, start eternity for us," right? Like, not in this like sad, depressing way, but just, I think it's just this longing, this desire, exactly what Solomon is saying is, God, you've put eternity in my heart. Like, I want to be with you for the rest of my days. I've been reading in the Psalms as well. And one of the things that the psalmist says, he's like, God, I would rather just like open the door, you know, in your house for a long, long time than be anywhere else, right? Like, I would rather just do that. Like, I would rather just open the door, right, than be 1,000 days anywhere else. And that's just a wonderful thought, is that, man, God has put this heart longing for us to be with him inside of us. And one day, God is going to fulfill that longing of eternity in our hearts by coming for his people and letting us be with him for eternity. And that's exciting to me, and it's encouraging to me, is to know that God cared that much so that I could be with him. I hope, church, that encourages you today. I'm going to pray for us and then give you a moment to pray after. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. As John says, come, Lord Jesus. God, we are excited to know that you loved us so much, that you built eternity into our hearts, and that you are one day going to make all things right and all things new. And that is just exciting. That is exciting to know that you took attention and care and all of those things to say, hey, I'm going to make all things new. There's going to be no tears, no pain, and that you're going to get to be the light that we have for all eternity. So God, thank you for that core longing that you've put inside of us. Let that core longing only be fulfilled in you, not under the sun here on earth, but above the clouds and with the sun for eternity with you. And God, so we love you, we praise you, we thank you, we give you all glory and honor, for you are the only one worthy of it all. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, I will hope that you take just a few moments to ponder that thought today. Church, I would encourage you also to pray right now, just along those lines. You are sent.